Would you pray with me? Holy One, we long for you like a deer longs for flowing streams. We seek you in these words we have heard, in the words of the people around us, and in the world around us. Amen. This is a bit of a different sermon today. It's not exactly a sermon, or on the other hand, perhaps it's the greatest sermon. After Jesus had gathered his disciples, he went with them to a plain where the people gathered around him. And he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh." It is said that the words that we read today from the Gospel of Luke, that these are the greatest sermon ever written. They are the foundation words of the whole of Jesus' ministry. Everything that follows in his life and leadership flows from these words. They are both a comfort and a challenge. And so instead of me trying to do another sermon on top of the greatest sermon, instead of me telling you what they mean for me, I'm going to give you time to consider what they mean for you. There is no test. I'm going to give you time to consider what they mean. I won't ask you to share. I'm going to ask you a few, very few, questions and give you a short time to think and consider and pray between each question. The answers are just personal. These aren't questions that have only one right answer. And so the first question is this. When Jesus is preaching on the plain, who's there? Who's standing on that plain or sitting, listening to those words? The second question is this. Imagine yourself on that plane, listening. Imagine yourself there. What do you hear about yourself in these words? Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Thank you. The next question is this. Imagine you are on that plane listening, and when you hear the following words, do you move closer to Jesus? Do you move away? Do you stay where you are? Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. The next question is this. You have come together on this plane, and you are listening to the following words. Is there an emotional reaction when you hear them? Woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. You've been standing on that plane for a while now. Perhaps you've sat down. Perhaps you've moved away, but still you can hear the next words. Imagine yourself on the plane as you listen. I will read the words and then ask the question. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. And the question is, who is near you now on that plane? There is wisdom you have gained here. It goes with you as you walk with Christ from this plane and this place. All your wondering and your questions go with you and are deemed holy as you go. And so you are blessed by the presence of Christ and of one another. And we're going to sing, "Blessed Are They."